It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dee wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk, if she ends her relationship because of kids.
Ooh.
This is a lot of people deal with this kind of stuff.
Triggered.
Yep, this is what we got. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into the DMs.
Go ahead.
We'll find them eventually.
It's a safe space.
Mm-hmm. All right, it says, hi, I've been in a relationship for years with my significant other. Years ago, the idea of having kids together, such as adopting, since we're two women, was a vision for both of us.
For sure.
My significant other has kids of her own from a previous relationship, which made me a bonus mom.
Got it.
Ever since I've been young, I have always wanted to have children, starting from birth, if possible, whether that is fertility and or adopting. I'm a very nurturing person, and I like to take care of others.
I hear it.
I want to be a, quote, mom, unquote, in addition to being a bonus mom. It's a feeling I could no longer ignore. Years into our relationship, my partner now tells me she only wants her own kids. And now she's too old and has now changed her mind. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I either give up my lifelong dream of having a child or walk away from our relationship to fulfill my dream by myself. It's not a day that goes by I'm not thinking about this. I'm getting older. My time is ticking. I'm nearly 40. Am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things because I want my own birth children?
Oof.
D.
Mandy.
Oh, I got goosebumps because yeah. I don't know what to say.
I do.
Yeah, what do you think? Honestly, I never think you're a jerk for making the decisions in your life that make you happy, but she's right. Got a lot invested here.
A lot invested.
She is a parent now to other kids she's got to think about, and that's the
Thank
thing
you.
People don't think about when they become bonus parents. You took that on.
You signed on.
It's not as easy.
You're not just leaving the relationship. You're abandoning the children you've already taken
uh-huh.
on. And sure, you're a bonus mom, but I'm sorry, you don't feel like an actual mother.
Mm-mm.
You got to find a way to get past that. But at the same time, can you fault somebody for chasing their own dream before it's too late?
What if she leaves and then she doesn't even get pregnant?
Ugh.
Or the adoption doesn't go through if she adopts
right.
a baby, right?
That's under the assumption that it is going to happen, and that's not the case. People think getting pregnant is easy and it's not,
we're
or having a baby is easy and it's not.
Let me tell you something. Never say we're having kids this year. Never say you don't make that decision.
You don't make that call.
You want to.
Yep.
Some of the most fertile people in the world.
Boy,
I take years sometimes.
People spend a lot of money
yeah.
trying to figure this out. Just
don't
on the
assume.
Science end and on the personal end for, you know, whatever reason. Listen, oh man, I'm still torn because you can't fault somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But as me, the individual, the father is. Especially, I'm going, how do you be with somebody and then years later tell them that now you don't want kids?
Right.
All of a sudden, that's
so you could say her wife is
man,
the jerk, yeah, for
bro.
Saying I changed. But people, you get older and things change. If you haven't, you know, done it by then, you get older and you go, you know what, this is past.
It's too late.
People do that all
is
the time.
It, and is it too late? And is she going, it's too late for you, but it's not too late for me. I still want to have these kids.
Well, and the wife's going, I'm done because she's fulfilled. She's
right.
had her own.
She got her kids.
She had kids and she felt like she did that already.
Well, and she's also thinking that being a bonus mom is enough for her, for D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Dee's had this in her heart her whole life. And now is going, now my partner's saying, nah, bruh.
Relationships are so hard. Keeping it real, marriage, long-term
right.
stuff. People change sometimes. And their ideas of what they want change. And that's just life. You evolve.
You got to change
with
it.
And if you don't evolve together sometimes, this is what happens.
You
don't want the same things, this happens.
Change together, it changes directions.
And
it's unfortunate. But Dee's partner is keeping it a buck. She's going, listen, I don't want kids anymore.
Mm.
It's not like she kept it occult. She made that admittance and went, listen, I don't want kids. It's not like all of a sudden
everyone's being
happened.
Honest here.
Everyone's
at least,
being honest
at least.
I can appreciate that.
I can appreciate that.
So can
too.
You call somebody a jerk for being honest?
She said, am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things? She wants to have her own children, not just be a bonus mom. Her wife is like, yo, I'm done. We've done that already. I don't want to do this anymore.
Been there, done that.
Is she the jerk if she ends things? 414-533-1037. We're going to have some real triggered people today.
Big trigger.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dee wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for ending her relationship because her and her significant other, they've changed their mind when it comes to kids. She's already a bonus mom.
Yeah.
Thought she wanted to have kids at some point, her own birth children.
Does want, yep,
or yep. Adopt a baby. And now that she's wanting that, her partner said, I'm done, I think.
Second thought, I actually don't want more.
She can't stop thinking about it. So she said, am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things?
Her partner probably just doesn't want to go back to the diaper days. Think about it. Those are they're tough days.
Christina is calling. Christina with the blue hair, we call her. Hey, Christina, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning, morning.
Is Dee a jerk if she ends things with her wife because she still wants to have her own children?
Be honest.
Honestly, I think Dee's wife ended the relationship when she decided she wanted to change her mind.
Ooh.
Resentment is a really strong thing. And no matter how much you love each other, if someone just decides to change lifelong plans like that, I think Dee's going to have resentment, even if she tries to stay. And with the age, you know, we're around the same age. So having your own baby might not even be possible at this point. But if you don't try, I don't think you'll ever forgive yourself.
That part.
That's kind of what she feels. Yeah.
Yeah. I have two kids with autism. I've lost two children. And, I would give up my entire existence for my children. It's a kind of love that you can't experience as a human being unless you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
And everybody deserves that. And I think that Dee should have her baby and still be bonus parent. Why can't she get the kids on the weekends or every other week straight off?
Treat it like a true divorce.
Right.
I don't know what the dynamic is, if there's other people involved.
When Christina's saying she knows how hard it is to have children and the appreciation. Mm-hmm. So if you do want them, you deserve them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because it's a lot of hard work and dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a favor, guys?
We are running low
on time, so please let it be
my
about
brother
it.
My brother was unalived, so I just want to say long live Bucci. I love you forever, forever, Bucci World.
Hey, Wepa. Christina with the blue hair.
His murderer pled guilty yesterday, and I'm just trying to live through it.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
We're with you, Christina, in spirit. We appreciate you.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Thank you.
Bye, Christina.
Bye. Bye.
All right. How do I transition out of that? Let's go to Jenna.
Let's go to Jenna and Muskego.
Yes. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do we think? Is Dee a jerk if she thinks that she's thinking about ending the relationship because she wants her own kids and her wife saying, I'm done. We got kids.
Yeah.
I think she's a total jerk.
Go on.
Speak on it.
She already has a family. She already has some kids. She already has a wife. Let it go. And they said, you know, we talked about this years ago. Well, honey, your clock is ticking and you had a couple years to already go through with this.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, and now it's, you know, you're pushing 40 or whatever, and that's highly unlikely, you know, going to happen, and you already have a wife and kids.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't, why leave a good thing?
Jenna's saying it's a tough pill to swallow, but you might be past that point, and you have to let certain things go at times, and it's okay.
And you know what else, Jenna? It could be that the bonus kids are older now, and now she's craving that baby thing,
exactly.
Which a lot of parents go through when they kind of age out of the baby stage. You have that phase where you're like, oh, I want to have another, and you start to pass that, and then you go, oh, never mind.
Thank God. Bro, I can't wait to get about the baby stage.
Right.
No more diapers, please.
Never mind, which is kind of where I am now that they're 10 and 12. So I get where there's a window where you're like, it's now or never. And unfortunately, one passed it and one didn't.
Well, and there's two different windows for two different people.
Yeah, so that doesn't match up either.
I think maybe a way they could agree on something would be maybe foster a baby.
Oh. That's true. Oh, also hard to do, though. Also
but hard to do, though. The wife doesn't want another baby. She said she would even, D said, I would adopt even. Right. The wife is
said,
like,
no. I'm good on any of that. I guess that's true, huh? Mm,
but no, but picture, but any marriage, if somebody just walked out because, I get where Jenna's going with it's a jerk, to be like, you know what? I don't really want your kids. Like any other step parent, I'd be like, who walks out?
Who walks
because
out?
Who does that?
Because you, that's, it's a little selfish, right?
It is.
When you're no longer a self person, you are a family. Individual.
But that's kind of the question.
You already have a family that loves you. Stay with them. You already have a family.
And be unhappy, and though.
And,
that's the problem.
And be resentful.
And be unhappy.
Dog. This is why it's a moral dilemma. Jenna splits it because it's a moral dilemma. We are 50-50. Appreciate your call, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bleep them kids, all right?
We'll talk to you later.
Jenna and I have kids the same age. That's why her and I relate. I know she does.
Y'all said that from a real place. With love.
We have preteens, okay? We're dealing with that.
Uh-huh.
Sarah, last but not least, one of our regulars, is in Kenosha. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Sarah, it's been so long, I almost forgot you were Justin Timberlake.
I know, and I can't wait to see him in concert.
Let's go! And we so are giving
excited.
Tickets, y'all know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do. I'm going to buy the Chicago tickets. But I do hope he also comes to Milwaukee because I sure will see him more than once.
That part.
Girl, well, I want to know if you think, as the tiebreaker today, if Dee's the jerk because she wants to end things basically with her wife and leave her wife and bonus kids and go have a baby on her own.
Yikes.
Is she the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Ooh. Ooh. Double not. Why?
Because there's something, and I say this because I want kids with every fiber of my being. I don't have them yet, but I want them very badly. And there's something that when you have that inkling and you know you want it, you want it. So I, years and years and years ago, was kind of in Dee's position. I was with a man that I loved and wanted everything with. And he broke up with me because he realized he did not want kids anymore, and he knew how badly I wanted it.
Oh, man.
Didn't want the same life.
So he let me go. Was I crushed? And yes,
but
absolutely.
But he did the right thing.
But now,
you appreciate it.
He did the right thing, and I'm glad that he did, because now I'm engaged to a wonderful man who wants kids, and I see that with him more so.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, not the jerk. She needs to fill that what she wants. When
Sarah,
you want it, you want it.
I
agree. You know.
But Sarah, what makes this one complicated is there's already children involved who look at this woman as a parent.
As a parent.
And she wants to walk out.
And she can still be involved in some way, but when she wants that of herself and you want that biological bond, like, you want it.
Yeah, you guys, the itch you gotta scratch.
Yep.
Sarah says,
the
jerk, not the jerk at all.
It's not the jerk all around if she leaves her wife, I guess.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Appreciate the call, Sarah.
Leave her.
This is gonna be wild on Facebook later. Get ready.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, somebody texted in and said, dang, Jenna's a jerk.
Chill out, y'all.
Somebody else said she has no legal connection to them. If she leaves, she has no right to see them. I couldn't leave my fiance's kids. That's Lindsay in Franksville. That was a good legal point. Like, just because you leave doesn't mean they have to let you ever see the kids. You're a step-parent.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't mean you have any rights whatsoever.
It doesn't.
You're
just hoping for the best.
You just hope for an amicable split.
And that never happens, so good luck with that.
Good.
All right, not the jerk overall.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dee wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk, if she ends her relationship because of kids.
Ooh.
This is a lot of people deal with this kind of stuff.
Triggered.
Yep, this is what we got. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into the DMs.
Go ahead,
we'll find them eventually.
It's a safe space.
Mm-hmm. All right, it says, hi. I've been in a relationship for years with my significant other. Years ago, the idea of having kids together, such as adopting, since we're two women, was a vision for both of us.
For sure.
My significant other has kids of her own from a previous relationship, which made me a bonus mom.
Got it.
Ever since I've been young, I have always wanted to have children, starting from birth, if possible, whether that is fertility and or adopting. I'm a very nurturing person, and I like to take care of others.
I hear it.
I want to be a, quote, mom, unquote, in addition to being a bonus mom. It's a feeling I could no longer ignore. Years into our relationship, my partner now tells me she only wants her own kids. And now she's too old and has now changed her mind. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I either give up my lifelong dream of having a child or walk away from our relationship to fulfill my dream by myself. It's not a day that goes by I'm not thinking about this. I'm getting older. My time is ticking. I'm nearly 40. Am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things because I want my own birth children?
Oof.
D.
Man, D.
Oh, I got goosebumps because yeah. I don't know what to say.
I do.
Yeah? What do you think? Honestly, I never think you're a jerk for making the decisions in your life that make you happy, but she's right. Got a lot invested here.
A lot invested.
She is a parent now to other kids she's got to think about, and that's the thing
you.
People don't think about when they become bonus parents. You're you took that on.
You signed on.
It's not as easy.
You're not just leaving the relationship. You're abandoning the children you've already taken
uh-huh.
on. And sure, you're a bonus mom, but I'm sorry, you don't feel like an actual mother.
Mm-mm.
You got to find a way to get past that. But at the same time, can you fault somebody for chasing their own dream before
then,
it's too late?
What if she leaves and then she doesn't even get pregnant?
Ugh.
Or the adoption doesn't go through if she adopts a baby, right?
That's under the assumption that it is going to happen, and that's not the case.
That's,
people think getting pregnant is easy, and it's not. Or having a baby is easy, and it's not.
Let me tell you something. Never say we're having kids this year. Never say you don't make that decision.
You don't make that call.
You want to.
Yep.
Some of the most fertile people in the world.
Boy,
I take years sometimes.
People spend a lot of money trying to figure this out, just on the science end and on the personal end for, you know, whatever reason. Listen, oh man, I'm still torn because you can't fault somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But as me, the individual, the father especially, mm-hmm. I'm going, how do you be with somebody and then years later tell them that now you don't want kids?
Right.
All of a sudden, that's
so you could say her wife is
man,
the jerk, yeah, for saying I changed. But people, you get older and things change. If you haven't, you know, done it by then, you get older and you go, you know what, this is past.
It's too late.
People do that all
is
the
it,
time.
And is it too late? And is she going, it's too late for you, but it's not too late for me. I still want to have these kids.
Well, and the wife's going, I'm done because she's fulfilled. She's had her own.
She got her kids.
She had kids and she felt like she did that already.
Well, and she's also thinking that being a bonus mom is enough for her, for D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Dee's had this in her heart her whole life. And now is going, now my partner's saying, nah, bruh.
Relationships are so hard. Keeping it real, marriage, long-term stuff. People change sometimes. And their ideas of what they want change. And that's just life. You evolve.
You got to change.
And if you
don't
evolve together, sometimes this is what happens.
You
don't want the same things, this happens.
Change together or change directions.
People
it's unfortunate. But Dee's partner is keeping it a buck. She's going, listen, I don't want kids anymore. It's not like she kept it occult. She made that admittance and went, listen, I don't want kids. It's not like all of a sudden.
Everyone's being honest here.
Everyone's being honest
here. At least.
I can appreciate that.
I can appreciate that.
So can you call somebody a jerk for being honest?
She said, am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things? She wants to have her own children, not just be a bonus mom. Her wife is like, yo, I'm done. We've done that already. I don't want to do this anymore.
Been there, done that.
Is she the jerk if she ends things? 414-533-1037. We're going to have some real triggered people today.
Big yikes, big trigger.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dee wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for ending her relationship because her and her significant other, they've changed their mind when it comes to kids. She's already a bonus mom.
Yeah.
Thought she wanted to be have kids at some point, her own birth children.
Does one, yep.
Or
yep.
Adopt a baby. And now that she's wanting that, her partner said, I'm done, I think.
On second thought, I actually don't want more.
She can't stop thinking about it. So she said, am I the jerk if I think about myself and end things?
Hey, partner probably just doesn't want to go back to the diaper days. Think about it. Those are they're tough days.
Christina is calling. Christina with the blue hair, we call her. Hey, Christina, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Is Dee a jerk if she ends things with her wife because she still wants to have her own children?
Be honest.
Honestly, I think Dee's wife ended the relationship when she decided she wanted to change her mind.
Ooh.
Resentment is a really strong thing. And no matter how much you love each other, if someone just decides to change lifelong plans like that, I think Dee's going to have resentment, even if she tries to stay. And with the age, you know, we're around the same age. So having your own baby might not even be possible at this point. But if you don't try, I don't think you'll ever forgive yourself.
That part.
That's kind of how she feels. Yeah.
Yeah. I have two kids with autism. I've lost two children. And, I would give up my entire existence for my children. It's a kind of love that you can't experience as a human being unless you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
And everybody deserves that. And I think that Dee should have her baby and still be bonus parent. Why can't she get the kids on the weekends or every other week straight off?
Treat it like a true divorce.
Right.
I don't know what the dynamic is, if there's other people involved.
When Christina's saying she knows how hard it is to have children and the appreciation. Mm-hmm. So if you do want them, you deserve them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because it's a lot of hard work and dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a favor, guys?
We are running low on time,
so please let it be
my
about it.
My brother was on live, so I just want to say long live Bucci. I love you forever, Bucci world.
Hey, Wepa. Christina with the blue hair.
His murderer pled guilty yesterday, and I'm just trying to live through it.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
We're with you, Christina, in spirit. We appreciate you.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Bye, Christina.
Bye.
All right. How do I transition out of that? Let's go to Jenna and Muskego. Yes. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do we think? Is Dee a jerk if she thinks that she's thinking about ending the relationship because she wants her own kids and her wife saying, I'm done. Yeah. We got kids.
Yeah.
I think she's a total jerk.
Go on.
Speak on it.
She already has a family. She already has some kids. She already has a wife. Let it go. And they said, you know, we talked about this years ago. Well, honey, your clock is ticking and you had a couple years to already go through with this.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you know, you're pushing 40 or whatever. And that's highly unlikely, you know, going to happen. And you already have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
Why leave a good thing?
Jenna's saying it's a tough pill to swallow, but you might be past that point and you have to let certain things go at times. And it's okay.
And you know what else, Jenna? It could be that the bonus kids are older now. And now she's craving that baby thing,
exactly.
Which a lot of parents go through when they kind of age out of the baby stage. You have that phase where you're like, oh, I want to have another. And you start to pass that. And then you go, never mind.
Thank God. Bro, I can't wait to get about the baby stage.
Right.
No more diapers, please.
Never mind. Which is kind of where I am now that they're 10 and 12. So I get where there's a window where you're like, it's now or never. And unfortunately, one passed it and one didn't.
Well, and there's two different windows for two different people.
Yeah, so that doesn't match up either.
I think maybe a way they could agree on something would be maybe foster a baby.
Oh. That's true. Oh, also hard to do, though.
But the wife doesn't want another baby. She said she would even... Dee said, I would adopt even. Right. The wife is no.
I'm good on any of that. I guess that's true, huh?
Any marriage, if somebody just walked out because... I get where Jenna's going with it's a jerk. To be like, you know what? I don't really want your kids. Like any other step parent, I'd be like, who does that?
Because it's a little selfish, right?
It is.
When you're no longer a self person, you are a family. family individual.
But that's kind of the question.
You already have a
jerk?
Family that loves you. Stay with them. Worse. You already have a family.
And be unhappy, though. That's the problem.
And be resentful.
And be unhappy.
Dog. This is why it's a moral dilemma. Jenna splits it because it's a moral dilemma. We are 50-50. Appreciate your call, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And we bleep them kids, all right?
We'll talk to you later.
Jenna and I have kids the same age. That's why her and I relate.
I know she does.
Y'all said that from a real place with love.
We have preteens, okay? We're dealing with that.
Uh-huh.
Sarah, last but not least, one of our regulars, is in Kenosha. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Sarah, it's been so long, I almost forgot you were Justin Timberlake.
I know, and I can't wait to see him in concert.
Let's go! And we are giving tickets, y'all know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do. I'm going to buy the Chicago tickets. But I do hope he also comes to Milwaukee because I sure will see him more than once.
That part.
Well, I want to know if you think, as the tiebreaker today, if Dee's the jerk because she wants to end things basically with her wife and leave her wife and bonus kids and go have a baby on her own.
Yikes.
Is she the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Ooh. Double not. Why?
Because there's something, and I say this because I want kids with every fiber of my being. I don't have them yet, but I want them very badly. And there's something that when you have that inkling and you know you want it, you want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, years and years and years ago, was kind of in Dee's position. I was with a man that I loved and wanted everything with. And he broke up with me because he realized he did not want kids anymore, and he knew how badly I wanted it.
Oh, man.
Didn't want the same life.
So he let me go. Was I crushed? And yes, absolutely.
But he did the right thing.
But now,
you appreciate it.
He did the right thing, and I'm glad that he did, because now I'm engaged to a wonderful man who wants kids, and I see that with him more so.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, not the jerk. She needs to fill that what she wants. When
Sarah,
you want it, you want it.
I agree. But Sarah, what makes this one complicated is there's already children involved who look at this woman as a parent.
As a parent.
And she wants to walk out.
And she can still be involved in some way, but when she wants that of herself and you want that biological bond, like, you want it.
Yeah, you guys, you got a scratch.
Yep.
Sarah says,
not the jerk at all.
It's not the jerk all around if she leaves her wife, I guess.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Appreciate the call, Sarah.
Leave her.
This is going to be wild on Facebook later. Get ready.
Oh my goodness.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, somebody texted in and said, dang, Jenna's a jerk.
You chill out, y'all.
Somebody else said she has no legal connection to them. If she leaves, she has no right to see them. I couldn't leave my fiance's kids. That's Lindsay in Franksville. That was a good legal point. Like, just because you leave doesn't mean they have to let you ever see the kids. You're a step-parent.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't mean you have any rights whatsoever.
It doesn't.
You're just hoping for the best. Hope for an amicable split.
And that never happens, so good luck with that.
Good.
All right, not the jerk overall.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.